the Keystone Solvency Operating Study Commission on this PA House podcast with State Representative Frank Ryan of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. I'm Chuck Nichols. Representative Ryan, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about legislation you've introduced that creates this Keystone Solvency Operating Study Commission. Now, that's a large set of words. It really means that we're looking at some of the things that we've done well in the state, some of the things we haven't done well in the state, trying to basically learn from the mistakes that we and others have made in the past so that we can move forward and have the state be in as good a financial shape as possible. Talk to us about what your bill does and why you introduced it.
I've introduced a bill called House Bill 1995, and it's called the Keystone Solvency Operating Study Commission. And it's pretty interesting the way I phrase that. Keystone Solvency Operating Study is Keystone SOS Study, which is the naval issue. I'm a retired Marine. And it's saying we've got to really make sure we know what we're getting into. So the whole purpose of this would be to have this commission study over a six-month period, very similar to what we did with the pensions. In fact, I patterned the bill after the pension study bill. And what this will do is say, tell us what happened in Puerto Rico with its bankruptcy. And Puerto Rico filed bankruptcy prior to the hurricane on May 3rd, 2017. Learn what's going on there to see if we can glean anything. Look at what's going on in the situation with the Illinois state, which is now finding itself having to intercept money of municipalities to pay its pensions and thereby lay off the workers who are firemen and police because they no longer have the budgets to do it. And then also look at problems in Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, California, Michigan, and other states to find out what's happened. And then also study some states that have done it well to see what it is that we can do to perhaps avoid it. One of the examples of the assumptions that I really want to be careful about, a lot of people believe a state cannot go bankrupt, and that's just not true. I get a lot of people who say our pension benefits are guaranteed. I would generally speaking say that's true from what I've seen, but one of the questions is, what if we don't have the cash to make the payment? What happens at that point in time? And here's what I'm telling everybody. As an expert in keeping companies out of bankruptcy, we have 2 to 4 years to execute financial plans in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And after that point, the financial and political solutions will be so severe, no one will be able to do it, and we will go bankrupt in 12 years. We have time to fix this, but we have to deal with it realistically. Puerto Rico filed bankruptcy on May 3rd, 2017. I expect Illinois will be filing bankruptcy in the next 12 months.
That is a frightening proposition moving forward, especially considering how many people in Pennsylvania, let's put government workers like yourself and myself out of the picture, but we're talking firefighters, policemen, people who are throwing their lives on the line every day, and we're talking about their pensions here. You know, these people have sacrificed, they've given the time, they've given sometimes 30 plus years of effort. Obviously, you know, pensions in the private sector are pretty much a thing of the past. In the public sector, maybe they should never have been a thing, but they are a thing. What steps do you think we're going to learn from this, or what are some of the global steps do you think that we're going to see, hey, this is a bad idea, this is a good idea, maybe this kind of investing is not a good idea? What are you seeing here?
Here's what when I ran for office, I put out a plan called the Financial Rescue Plan. And just so that everybody who's listening to this, I turned down a state pension. I think that our finances are that problematic that I didn't want to add to the burden. But in my practice area as a CPA, keeping companies out of bankruptcy, I have always felt it's my moral and ethical responsibility, in many cases as well, legal responsibility to honor the obligations we've been made and have made. And that's what I do. And that's why I decided to run for office and what I'm doing since I've been in office. So I'm going to start with the premise that it's incredibly important that we honor the obligations that we've made. And I think that's important for the very reasons you brought up. I'm going to also tell you is that the way we're currently structured, we will bankrupt more and more seniors because the fail-safe now in Pennsylvania is when we're short of money, we increase the property taxes. And that's what's bankrupting the current seniors, and then people are leaving the state. Those same retirees who have spent their entire life in Pennsylvania are now moving to other states. On top of that, your generation, Chuck, typically doesn't have a defined benefit pension plan. In my case, I own my own firm, and I set up my own pension plan, right? But if I lose money in the stock market, I'm down, and I have to restrain my lifestyle. But I thank God, because 65% of Americans have no retirement savings at all. So what I think we need to do is the following. We need to get our spending under control. We have already reformed the pension system going forward. The next issue that we need to do is we need to invest our assets at the two pension plans, PSERS and SERS, public school employee retirement system and the state employee retirement system, in a more conservative fashion. Right now, because they're underfunded, they're taking a little bit more risk than I feel comfortable with. Nobody did anything wrong. It's just because if we invested in it more cautiously, the amount of money the state would have to fund would be below what our budget can do. Here's when the truth teller is going to happen. The next recession is when we're going to find out we don't have enough money. And that's the point in time where people are going to go, oh my God, we can't solve this problem.
Representative Ryan, I expect you to keep us updated on this topic, and thank you for this informative report to your constituents. Tune in for another PA House podcast with State Representative Frank Ryan.